I'm Tommy Gimler. Ron Mexico's brother Marcus Vick has accused LaShawn McCoy of living up to his nickname Shady and giving his baby mama genital herpes.
I'm Brady Matthews, and I believe both the RNC and the DNC have completely failed the American people this election cycle. Let's party.
And I'm Adam Ferberg, and recently Chris Sale of the Chicago White Sox decided not to wear the uniform and take it to the next level of cutting them and destroying his entire teammates' lineup. Really, I think he just wanted to make them authentic and sell the shorts on eBay.
Go Cubs!
The Daily Upper-Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, guys, welcome. Great to have you guys back. Last time we got together, it was just Ferberg and I. Dynamic,
yes, dude.
Dynamic show though. It was good.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. You guys can handle your.
I still lost
yourselves.
To myself in the roundup at the end of the game. Yeah.
Good. So I'm still.
Oh yeah. Factor Fudge. We've got a very special Factor Fudge coming up, dedicated to the MLB trade deadline that is coming up less than a week from now,
cool.
Monday, August 1st.
I like that.
The weekend's going to be fun. You never know. And speaking of trades, Chris Sale is reportedly on the trading block, so we'll get to him as well. But first, gentlemen, our number one story. LaShawn McCoy reportedly has genital herpes. It's time for the hot mess.
The hot mess.
And speaking of hot messes, I mean, it doesn't get any hotter than that. And I think the craziest part of LaShawn McCoy getting accused of having herpes is that it's coming from Marcus Vick, right?
Yeah, which is a credible source.
Well, like normally.
I guess actually it is. From what you're about to tell us.
Right. So, normally I had said on the dud today, DailyUpperDecker.com. Find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and on The Vine. I had said today that normally when Marcus Vick talks, you take it and throw it at the bottom of a garbage can that is filled to the brim with a heaping pile of pig shit. you let it go because it's meaningless. And you, Ferberg, had just found a video, right?
Right.
So today, and it's just super coincidental, I think, that the video came out that he was like allegedly running from cops, and now it's no longer alleged. It is real because TMZ released the video. So what was that all about?
So back in April, he caused an incident where he ran away from police and they chased after him. Eventually, he was caught by gunpoint and was actually arrested for resisting arrest. Like they tried to arrest him. He ran. They caught him somehow. One of the cops actually was quoted as saying, if he ran, I knew we weren't going to catch him. But
he was that good. That's how good he was.
No, he ran a 4.4 at the combine.
He's also stepped on a lot of people's necks.
Yeah.
with cleats on.
Yes. He would have done well at Miami.
He would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he ever got on the field.
Well, so that's the thing about Marcus Vick. Like, honestly, if you look in a dictionary right now, you can look up colossal fuck-up, and it'll say, see Marcus Vick.
Yeah.
That guy had everything. Brady and I were talking before you got here that this is a guy, Marcus Vick, who was so stupid that he went into a Blacksburg bar when he was at Virginia Tech using his brother Michael Vick's ID. And they're
the
like,
most
dude,
famous person that the town ever produced.
Yeah. Right. So it was like,
might as well said Abraham Lincoln on it.
And the bouncers at the bar are like, dude, we know who this is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
More importantly, we know who you are. You're the starting quarterback now of Virginia Tech. And you're trying to get in with Michael
Vick.
That's
when you punch the bouncer and then you run.
Oh, my God.
Which is what I've done. I got arrested. I'm using my brother's ID.
I bet you we could go back and find out that Marcus Vick has done something like that. I guarantee. Right. But
I'm sure that's not the only bad thing he's ever done. I'm sure he's got a nice little laundry list that no one knows about.
It's not. He's running from the cops. Did it ever say what he was running from?
No, it's just that there was an incident and they tried to arrest him and he ran.
And it looked like it was in Newport News, Virginia. We were talking about that's where all bad shit goes down for the Vicks. It's like, you can
Is
be
that where the dog fighting ring was?
I think so. Wasn't
oh,
it?
Wow.
I thought it was. Yeah. I because it's so familiar that it's like Cedric Benson in Austin. Remember the Bears and Packers and Bengals running backs?
Yeah.
It was like he had the world by the balls. He was actually a solid NFL running back.
He was.
But he kept getting arrested every offseason in Austin. It was like, dude, you were able to survive Cincinnati without getting arrested. And they hate black people in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
and he kept going to Austin. It's the same thing with the Vicks. Like, stay the fuck out of Newport News. They don't like you, man. And it's sucks because I'm sure Newport News is great, but maybe try Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Don't you have to leave the state. Just try something else.
Maybe go to Ocean City, Maryland. Try that.
Real estate's cheaper than shit in South Carolina. I'm sure that, you can ask your brother for some cash. I'm sure he still has some.
He does.
So the whole herpes thing with LaShawn McCoy, Like I said, normally you would take what Marcus Vick says and throw it out the window. But this is not the first time that LeSean McCoy has been accused of having genital herpes. Way back in the day, I think 3 years ago, there was another girl who jumped on Twitter, and all the tweets have since been deleted.
Of course.
But it was like, going back saying, what does it say? Your small dick herpes have a nigga. I have heard that you went to the dick doctor to get a bigger dick. Sydney told Nye, SMH. And it just goes
Jesus.
On.
Jesus.
I don't even know what half of that means.
Oh, I saw herpes and I saw small dick. Either way, it's not what you want girls saying about you on Twitter.
Thing.
Yeah,
not a good thing.
So now Marcus Vick, Marcus Vick jumps on at 6:04 in the morning this morning.
Oh wow,
6:04 a.m., which means
he just got home from running from the cops.
Yeah, he just he right. doesn't see.
He just got home.
Man, I might go to jail. I got to quick get this out. Like so he tweets out at 6:04 a.m. He have herpes anyway. I think at Cut on Dime 25, which is LeSean McCoy's Twitter handle.
Oh, shit.
Stole at MV5, which I believe is Marcus Vick. It is. Girl.
Okay.
Hashtag savage. And then Marcus Vick, 41 minutes later, damn, LeSean McCoy gave my baby mama them herpes he got.
Wow.
So that's two people now who have accused him. It's not Bill Cosby territory yet.
Shady McCoy.
Right.
But it's pretty,
that,
pretty
I don't
shady.
I that's the best nickname. You know,
let's change
it's
up.
Certainly appropriate for someone who has a venereal disease. You know, I can't imagine a better one than Shady.
Well,
what's an alternative? Schmedium dick McCoy.
Just Schmedium.
That's not a good. Just that's not a good one either.
Don't like your dick being called a barn burner. It's right. never a good thing.
the other thing that's real interesting about Marcus Vick accusing LeSean McCoy of having herpes is that, of course, his brother might be one of the most famous herpes patients of all time. Remember,
Michael
back,
has herpes too.
Remember Ron Mexico? Do you remember that name,
guys,
Ron Mexico?
No, I don't,
so he
I
went
don't
into a clinic.
Okay.
How does guys not have herpes?
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, you're not partying hard enough if you don't have herpes.
When you're when you're the number one quarterback
when you have nine women come over, I'm going to go with someone's got herpes. Just a ballpark fig.
And no one's using a condom.
No,
you're too rich
what?
To use a condom.
Listen, if you're doing blow and drinking a bunch of booze, when girls come over, do you think you're going to have a condom ready to
no.
go? No.
Absolutely
you want to make
not.
Sure that you get the full experience.
In fact, you're taking them off. You know, you might have thought about it, and you're like, "No, I'm too rich for this." And then it comes off.
And the girl's first name is Legend. I bring that up because that's foreshadowing
funny.
To the pile.
Okay,
because there's
okay.
actually
I like that.
A girl
nice.
Named Legend in the pile. Yeah. Now, what makes it, again, Marcus Vick talking about herpes is that his brother has him allegedly.
Okay.
So the story is back in like 2005, he goes into the Virginia Tech clinic, and he didn't want it to get out that Michael Vick was in there. So he used the alias Ron Mexico.
That's great.
Cause that's
Ron
a real
Mexico.
Name.
I think I'm going to start a website called Ron Mexico.
I bet you there probably is something. Look on your phone. I bet you there's Ron Mexico something. So there was then an NFL football game that came out, or the NFL wouldn't allow them to use their logos or anything like that. So instead of the Atlanta Falcons, the team on the video game was the Georgia Dirty Birds. Or something like that. And then the quarterback was Ron Mexico.
Nice.
They used it. It was like one of those games where you could late hit. You could beat the shit out of each other on the field.
Yeah.
And the NFL
like
was
NFL
like, no,
Blitz.
We don't want that. That might have been the game.
It might have been Blitz. Okay. Was that one where Lawrence Taylor was on the cover, and in order to win, you had to give your player steroids?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that was part of the game.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like it
no,
could be
there
the
was
game.
A game that
why
was
is
like,
that game not around anymore?
It had Lawrence Taylor. I
be.
Think it had Romanowski please. Involved with it too.
No shit.
Like all the psychopaths from the 80s. And yeah, like you were encouraged to lie. It was like what was the one season football show on ESPN? It was like that as a video game.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember
where
that?
The NFL
and
shut
Omar
him, shot
Gooding
him down.
Was the crackhead running back.
The fake football team.
NFL Blitz. NFL Blitz is what it was.
Yes.
You
oh
got it.
Man,
this is why you come to the Daily Upper Decker for genital herpes stories featuring Marcus and Michael Vick.
But wait, was that the show on ESPN called, what was it called, the Daily Blitz?
ESPN football show. Come on, Rakesh, get this to me. No, it was Playmakers.
Playmakers. That's
you know what's
right.
funny is I'm so old, I think I auditioned for that.
Really?
Get out of here.
Yeah, for a ball boy.
Oh, really?
Yep. Nice.
Wow.
What was the ball boy going to have witnessed? Because they would have just witnessed.
I was having sex in the locker room when all the guys came in.
Nice.
It was one scene, but it was
awesome.
I didn't get it, but it was great.
It was must have just been fun to audition for that.
He doesn't know how to hump. Get him out of here. Right.
Listen, everything comes full circle. I did Femme Fatales on Showtime and fucked a chick on a desk. Anyways, let's move on.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the Brady Matthews. Check him out on Twitter at Brady Matthews 13.
My last acting gig, 2013.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But, like you're saying, like, why isn't that video game around? Like, I think we'd all play that video game right now.
Right. So PC. It gets buried.
Everything's
too.
So PC.
Right. And then I'm going back to, on Facebook today, you said something to the effect of, I would seriously watch the XFL right now.
100%. Why is there not a summer NFL football league? I'm watching CFL the other day. I watched the the Argonauts and the
Stampede Michiganas, or some shit,
whatever.
The Eskimos.
You always trust football teams named after Greek.
But
gods.
I'll tell you what. I watched the whole thing because I was that butthurt for football.
Right.
Let's come back.
Vince McMahon, give it another shot. I'd honestly watch it again because I agree. After June, after I've lost all my money in my baseball betting league, I'm like, I don't want to watch baseball.
Yeah, baseball. Yeah. Well,
I mean,
it's
I
almost
like baseball,
here.
But really? Even I was watching the Cubs today that are getting smoked by the White Sox, which is so retarded.
What do you think of Aroldis Chapman? Is that going to be
I think it's a great idea.
We'll talk about that later in the hot mess.
Oh, okay.
Right now, we all love baseball so much, we're going to continue to talk about NFL off-season stories.
Thank God.
Moving on here, the hot mess.
The hot mess.
All right, so the next story, Josh Gordon. You guys hear this? This is great. I like Josh Gordon.
He's a great athlete.
What did he do?
He's an idiot.
He's just an idiot. So Josh Gordon finally got reinstated.
Really?
So the NFL, it's crazy. So the NFL says,
to him.
Yeah, you're in. You're reinstated, but now you're suspended 4 games. So you've been suspended the whole time. Immediately he gets in, he's suspended for the first 4 games.
What does that do?
I don't know. I think it's because... did he fail an alcohol test?
Test substance abuse.
Right.
Which means probably like blow and booze. But also I think he was doing HGH.
Get the fuck out of here. Was he really?
Yeah.
No, I thought he was busted with weed. That was always
so it was
problem.
It was always that.
I think that too. I think it was on top of that. But he got busted for a couple different things.
Okay.
But then part of his deal was that he couldn't have booze.
Okay.
So and then he said that he thought it was like once the testing period was over, like he was going to Vegas. And on a plane, he had like two drinks on a plane and two more when he got to Vegas.
Right.
And then they tested him again. And he owned up to it. That's what I like about him. Like he owned up to it. And when he was off, he's like, I'm going to go sell cars to make a living. I guess he was a really good car salesman, but even he owned up to like failing the alcohol test. He's like, it's on me for not knowing that I was still being tested.
But that's got to be tough because you're always getting tested.
Right.
That's got to be tough.
And now you're under a microscope. He's probably going to be tested all the time forever.
Right.
No
matter
what.
And then if it couldn't get any more Browns than this.
Yeah.
So he reports today to training camp or just to facility. So he takes a physical, and he's got a quad injury that's going to keep him out for a couple of weeks.
Oh, jeez.
So he's going to miss preseason. He's going to miss 4 games. So it looks like he's going to be playing around week 7.
Yeah. So week 5 would be his first game, which is ironically the same game that Brady will play for the first time. The Browns,
but I think
the Browns against the.
But
the
I think
Patriots.
It's kind of crazy too that he's going to go back and play with RG3, and they both came from Baylor.
Did they really?
Interesting.
Okay. Nice. Very
That's
teammates.
Why we're on fire tonight. Just on fire.
Firing all cylinders.
So here's my question for you. So after his 4-game suspension, he's going to make $801,000, $801,304.50 in 2016. So for that amount of money, could you say no to booze for a year?
Yeah, 115,000%.
Brady Matthews says no. Adam Ferber?
I would have to do the best I could to hold on to 6 almost 7 figures of money. I will find other things to do.
Yeah,
correct.
I can buy other things to do.
Right.
As 3 starving comedians, I think we all sit there like, yeah.
I will quit drinking for a year for $5,000 right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where I'm at.
All right, so weed? Would you swear off weed?
I don't smoke
for $801,000.
Yeah, I would.
Okay,
that's really easy for me.
Easy, the weed's nothing.
Would you give up sex for $801,000?
That's gonna be tough.
Like P in the V or like
yes.
no
P in the V.
coming.
Wait, I can't jerk off.
Well, that's the next question. I honestly, I think it'd be impossible not to jerk off for $801,000.
There's no way I can't not jerk off. Yeah, if this doesn't come out of my body at least every fifth day or sixth day, or listen, let's be honest, every day.
My God, how long do you wait?
Well, sometimes it's, you know, 4 or 5 days depending on my steroid cycle. But
nice, someone's trying it out for the NFL.
But you know. If I can't beat off, I just don't think I could do it. I really don't.
Hey, good news. You didn't jerk off for 6 months, but you're now in prison for murdering somebody. So it looks like you're not going to collect that.
So
it's all
going to
go to your legal team.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So how about not watch sports? Any sport, even soccer.
Yeah.
Can't watch soccer.
Again, that's a real tough
for a
one
year.
For me.
$801,000. I can give it a shot. I would give that one a shot. I would try. No. I will tell you
I will
try.
I'm gonna go with a hard no. even more than sex.
I'm gonna go with a super strong maybe.
I fucking
hey, it's
sports.
Opening day. It's the Super Bowl. It's, you know, whatever. The Daytona 500. I could
give a shit about that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But I'm just saying, for sports fans, be like, ugh.
Right. If that's all
somewhere,
you got.
Somewhere in the general realm of sports, somebody likes something. Like they might not like baseball or football, but then they like NASCAR. You know,
right.
They like something.
The running of the bulls.
Right. That's a sport.
Yeah. It's on ESPN.
This one kind of caters to you, Ferberg.
Okay.
For $801,000, could you go 1 year without watching Star Trek?
Oh, fuck. You know what?
Oh, you've done your research, eh, Tommy?
I would
give it a shot. Just had a Star Trek birthday. Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, I went to go see the movie on my birthday. It was fun.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
Yeah, it was last week. It was great.
You had a Star Trek birthday.
Yeah, me and some friends went to go see the movie.
That is,
and then they went roller skating afterwards.
That is hands down one of the nerdiest things I've ever heard, but I like it and
hey,
I appreciate
listen,
it.
Listen, as
I
a 32-year-old man, I got to hold on to my childhood 32. As much as I can before they take everything away from me.
All right, how about not drive a vehicle? $801,000.
Yeah. Now. With that kind of money, 100%. I can pay someone to drive me.
So I got $801,000, but I dropped $200,000 in Uber. I had to get to San Francisco.
I do that right now.
Yeah.
All right. Or, and here's our last one. For $801,000, Adam Ferberg and Brady Matthews, would you kill a homeless person?
No.
No.
Oh. I was expecting a little more banter out of that.
That's the last question. That should have been the first question.
You guys like automatically said no. I was expecting at least
couldn't do it. You ever seen American Psycho?
Yeah,
can't do it.
I can't kill a guy for
breaks
money.
Breaks my heart. He kills a dog and then kills the guy.
$801,000 to a guy who, yeah, I expected more.
We have a show to sell.
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah, moving on here.
We do not accept killing homeless people on this podcast.
Homeowners, that's different. It depends on how much they don't trim their hedges.
Right.
We have HOAs to live up to, guys.
My neighbors, maybe.
But homeless people?
No.
No, all right.
They're not hurting anybody.
All right, well, speaking of people who don't matter, let's move on here into Hot Mess and talk about Greg Jennings.
Yeah, that guy's a bag of dicks, huh?
He is. Ever since he left the Packers. So he had like 7 good seasons in Green Bay. Well, let's say 6.5.
Yeah, his name's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and Brett Favre.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
He was there for Brett Favre and
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, he got to
get the ball from his 2 Hall of Famers.
So what I love about Greg Jennings is he is that typical guy where I'd said, like, unless you are playing for Detroit, that's the only time where, like, the grass is always greener on the other side, like,
right.
Applies. It's like,
right.
Yes, no matter where you go, if you're playing for the Detroit Lions, the grass is going to be greener.
Yeah.
But you get all of these players. Like, Mike Wallace was one of those. Remember the Steelers receiver?
Dude, yeah. That guy was awesome.
Yeah. He was amazing.
He was great.
But then he went to Miami.
Yeah, but he fell.
Yeah, but that's like Roethlisberger
he's still
versus
good though, right?
Whoever.
Well, I thought he was good, but then he got traded, like, ironically, for Greg Jennings. So Greg Jennings went to Miami last year. Mike Wallace went up to Minnesota, and it's still... You know, I don't even think that Mike Wallace is the best receiver on Minnesota.
Have you seen Minnesota's new stadium?
Not yet. I know it's all glass,
is it open
right?
This year?
It's beautiful, but they have 4 levels. I'm sitting here going, when are we going to be doing 4 levels? You ever been in 4 levels?
No,
it's
yeah.
So fucking high up.
I never understood why.
It's scary.
Minnesota's always had big ass stadiums. Always. Mm-hmm. They've always been like, it's so big. It's almost like they haven't even thought about, like, if these things make
safety.
Structural sense, the right. Fucking roof fell down. It could have happened in a game.
Yeah, but not this one. This one's beautiful.
Okay, we're forgetting the fact that there is absolutely nothing else to do in Minnosota.
Absolutely
so
not.
Everybody
no,
comes
yeah,
out
I
for
shows
the
in Minnesota, and I did this casino where it was just beer that they served, and then they had no like fun games. They just had like roulette.
Yeah.
And it was a casino, and it was Mystic Lake Casino, and it was fine, but it was the worst.
There's only roulette here. It's very mystic. It's,
yeah.
it's not just a clever name.
Yeah.
It is
we
a clever
get a Jack
name,
and Coke. Nope.
Yeah, just roulette.
Yep.
You have to get drunk off the game.
Yeah, steak roulette and comedy.
So Greg Jennings, when he's in Green Bay, 96 games, 425 catches, 6,537 yards, and 53 touchdowns, and one Super Bowl ring.
Wow.
In the 3 years after that, dog shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, so in...
Well, I don't even know.
That's
what
the stat line
says. I remember.
That's a stat line. If you look it up on ESPN.com,
last
Greg
season
Jennings,
just says
dog
shit.
Yeah. So in like 2010 alone in Green Bay,
yeah,
you know, Aaron Rodgers chucking him the pigskin, mm-hmm. 12 touchdowns. In his 3 years, two in Minnesota, one in Miami after he left Green Bay, 11 total touchdowns.
Wow.
So he had more in that one season in 2010. Pro Bowls while he's in Green Bay, two. After that, zero.
Zero.
Super Bowl championships, one in Green Bay, zero after that. Quarterbacks throwing the football to him in Green Bay, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. After that, Christian Ponder, Matt Castle, Josh Freeman, Teddy Bridgewater, and Ryan Tannehill.
Every time there's Tannehill. More names, it's bad.
Like, yeah, right?
The more names, the worse it was. They could not keep someone
but
in that job.
Isn't Bridgewater pretty good?
I think he's okay.
He's still coming up.
They've got the leash on him still.
He's
like
coming up.
He's like a left witch.
Yeah, he needs...
I actually think Leftwich is probably better than him.
Remember the game of Marshall when he was limping
down
the field?
They
had a broken
him.
Leg.
And it was
they
snowing, and I was like, this is the best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because I was like 23, too. So.
Right. That was pretty awesome, though. Made
so
for
yeah,
a good highlight.
Being 23, yeah, it's great.
So the funny part is there was a Packers receiver just before him. His name was Javon Walker,
mm-hmm.
who
yeah,
did the same thing with Brett Favre. Like he had a really good season with Brett Favre, and then he was like, I'm out. Like, I'm worth X amount of dollars. The Packers are like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You're like, you got an 8 on your Wonderlic, bro.
Right.
Like, you know, the fact that you're remembering where you run on the football field is a goddamn miracle.
Right. I think he had a separate coach on the sidelines just showing him with his hand where to go.
You know, like it was like a, yeah. like a playground
yeah, he
football.
Was going like this.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I'm right here. Right. And
they had an 11-year-old retarded kid on the sidelines just with a pad, like showing him. But so then he goes to Denver. He has a pretty good season with Denver, and then Oakland, of course, of all teams, to sign him. The Raiders sign him.
That's
like a 3-year
receivers
like,
go to die.
Yes. It's a
cemetery of receivers.
Yeah, because it was after Rich Gannon. It was like, you know, I can't remember who was throwing the football there, but it was nobody good. So he signs a 3-year, $30-some million deal. And then he goes to Vegas, and he's sitting at like one of the tables, and he's just like got all this money out, and he's like throwing it in the air. And these guys go out and beat the fucking shit out of him.
And steal it.
Yeah, they stole the money, and he was never the same after that. I don't even think he played out his 3 years in Oakland. I don't even think he made it the third year. He got kicked out of that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it was like this happened just before
cars.
Greg Jennings. And keep in mind, yeah.
Wow.
If that. So if Greg Jennings like would have just seen that story and just used his head. So it's so funny to like remind people that Greg Jennings was so good at wide receiver that he played his college ball at Western Michigan.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that. Do you not remember that? Like, you know, you're not playing at Alabama.
No.
You're not playing at USC.
Well, no one even knows.
Western Michigan,
I'll
bro.
I'll tell you what, Green Bay, dude, with the quarterbacks they have, they make any receiver good. Like, Jordy Nelson, don't get me wrong, he's an amazing athlete. The guy's mm-hmm. a freak of nature. But you're a 5'6 white dude.
From Kansas State?
Yeah, running across the middle. You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck are you?
Right. So, Jeff Janis, Jared Abrideris.
Dude, I'll give you another one. Let's go farther back.
White guys.
Shannon Sharp.
Sterling
Sharp.
Yep.
No one even heard of this guy when he was playing. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, Brett Favre made him awesome.
Don Majkowski made him pretty good, too.
Yeah, Don Majkowski. If he didn't get knocked out, you never heard of Brett Favre.
Yeah. Nope.
Exactly. So I just thought, are there any other players you can come up with? I think it happens all the time, but I was just trying to – Mike Wallace was the first one that came to mind because just the fact that they were traded for each other because they were both at the same time were like, I'm out of here. One with Roethlisberger, one with Rodgers. And they're like, I'm gone.
Yeah.
But Mike Wallace was awesome. He was electrifying. The guy mm-hmm. could make some really amazing catches.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but he played with the Hall of Fame quarterback.
Well, dude, Ben Roethlisberger's no slouch in himself.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Well, he's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
He's got what, one more good year left in him?
Roethlisberger? Probably more than that.
Really?
That guy's a machine. He's a tournament. He's not going to be able to walk when he's 42.
No.
But shit.
Until he's 36, he'll be chucking it.
I think he's
so
36.
Let's try and come up with one more. One more guy who thought grass is greener.
Give me one more.
Chad Johnson, maybe? Or did he just like kind of fizzle out in Cincinnati?
He definitely just fizzled out.
No, and he didn't leave anywhere to make it better. Like, by the time that he had left, he was already diminishing.
Done.
Yeah.
But
I feel like somebody on
the
Cowboys would have done it.
It's someone that's believing
they
their
also
hype
were never that
much.
Good. Like, this is like, it's a good team with a great quarterback, and they think that they're the shit.
Hmm. Julius Thomas?
Yeah.
Oh, he's still playing. He's great.
He's okay. He was hurt a lot, but he actually has a really good quarterback in Blake Bortles, so he actually could be good down there. Yeah. But that was another one. Like, hey, bro, you've got Peyton Manning.
Is Bortles that good?
No.
I think so.
Really?
I think he's going to be, I mean, what is it, third year, fourth
year?
Does
he have a line blocking for him?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, the Jaguars are going to be pretty good. And okay. No one's talking about the quarterback from Michigan back in, what was it, Denard Robinson?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you, though. The guy had a under-the-radar good season last year,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying this year this kid's going to be a stud.
If he doesn't accidentally, like, back his car into a pond and start sinking and has to get saved by a cop.
Right.
Wait, so what is he playing? Because he's not playing quarterback.
He's running back, and he's also a slot receiver.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Okay, good.
Which is great. I mean, that's all you need. You put him in, you know, third and four, and bingo, bango.
You're exactly.
Bingo, bango. All right, moving on here in the hot mess. The number one selling jersey at NFLShop.com since April
Ezekiel Elliott, belongs to Dallas Cowboys.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah. I have one. I got Elliott. One.
You know what that means? Ladies and gentlemen, next year, everyone at the draft is wearing a crop top. That's totally going to happen.
It's a good look.
A crop top tux.
So Shumpert. Yep.
So then the next day, he gets accused of domestic violence, which means, ding, the NFL is back, baby.
Yeah.
And it's great. It feels good.
But it's already, like, the chick has just proven to be batshit crazy. So the stories are coming out that he broke up with her.
Right.
And then that was her response.
Yeah, there were witnesses in the vehicle that night that said that she's nuts.
Nothing happened.
She made this up.
Yeah, so he's going to be fine. The cops were like, so she changed her story. So she made a 911 call.
Ezekiel,
the cops show up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
can you believe it? A cowboy is going to get away because he actually didn't do anything. This is news to me. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah. It's the exact opposite of Joseph Randall.
Dallas is so
rigged.
Where
I grow up, all the guys that play for my team are fucking idiots.
Dude, the Cowboys are like the Republican Party and Democratic Party.
Yeah. No.
Everything's just so rigged. And people are just like, it's like a big soap opera.
Right. Do you know Dustin Ibarra? He's a comic. Yeah. He has a joke about how when the Cowboys lose a game, domestic violence in the city of Dallas goes up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's legit. Like, people are just ruthless about the Cowboys. They'll cover anything.
When the Cowboys lose?
When the Cowboys lose, domestic violence in the city goes up.
In Dallas.
In Dallas.
I think that's a lot. Like, it's in Green Bay, they did a study, and it's like in Wisconsin. In northern Wisconsin, you'd cut the state in half. In northern Wisconsin, when the Packers lose, 200%.
Really?
Yeah, it was a study like 10 years ago. Yeah.
Because you know how many little shitty bars are in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Little tiny hole in the wall. Like house bars. You ever been to a house bar before? I went to a house bar. And it was someone's house, and we went in and we drank at their bar.
And they live upstairs.
Because it was snowing so bad outside.
Yeah. There's nowhere to go.
And then you get in a fight with your best friend. You usually break something.
Right.
And then you end up banging like the wife at the house.
Exactly. And then
it's all right. He's tired. He's tired.
Take a nap.
It'll keep you warm.
Some of the other top selling jerseys. Number two, Tom Brady, which is ironic.
Big surprise.
No, it's fine.
What about Jay Cutler? No?
No Jay Cutler. I'm trying to see if there's any Bears on here. No Kevin White.
Where's Forte?
No Alshon Jeffrey. No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
The closest thing to a Bear being
Urlacher?
On here. No. Actually, like, so on NFLShop.com, they put the map of the United States on there. Shows you like the number one selling jersey in each state. Peyton Manning still has the number one selling jersey in Montana, Utah, Nebraska, and Georgia, and Vermont.
What team? What team? The Broncos? Or
Broncos, yeah.
Okay.
Broncos.
Why doesn't Vermont have a team?
So
that's a good question.
They should have something.
Yeah, they don't have any sports.
There's just not enough people,
man. Not even Maine.
They have a coat factory in Burlington.
They make good bears,
too. <Yeah. laughs>
That's a dumb joke, but I said it.
I like it.
So take a guess. Alaska. Number one selling jersey in Alaska.
Huh.
I'm going to go because they're pretty racist up there.
Are there any Eskimo players in the NFL?
Doug Flutie.
No.
I'm
going to
go Russell Wilson.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson because it's so close
Northwest.
To Seattle. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So Russell Wilson owns Alaska, Washington, and Oregon.
He's going to start approaching like superstar status.
He already is. He's dating Sierra, too.
Exactly. That's the thing. He married a Hollywood type person.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, no.
They're banging.
He's, he's elevated. Exactly. Yeah, they put out – he believed the day that they put out this video, this guy who swore off sex for religious reasons releases a video online about how they fucked. You see that? Like,
wait,
it was like,
are you talking about Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson and Ciara are like, guess what we did last
Maybe
night?
Maybe that's just PR guy trying to tough him up a little bit. He's like, you're too much of a pussy right now. We need to do a sex tape.
There is no way they didn't fuck. No way. You don't hook up with Ciara and tell her, no, baby.
I don't
do
know,
this.
Man. Right. He had that look on his face. The pictures the next day, like 24 hours afterward, were like, he was just looking like... like he had nothing
left
in him.
Yeah, but that's
like
what happens when you spend a night with Ciara. It doesn't matter if it's the first night or a thousandth night. She's fine.
Well, you know, but it's not surprising that you said that. Have you ever, like, slept? So there was a girl I knew, really nice girl. She was a virgin, and I told her that, like, especially as I got older in, like, my mid-20s and late-20s, I'm like, she kept saying, like, you know, I'm still a virgin. I'm like, that's all right. I'm not going to take it from you because if I do – I'm going to be that guy that you latch on to forever, and I don't want that. Like, we're good friends.
Sure, so you put it in her butter.
Yeah, exactly.
Every other hole.
None in the pink, but one in the stink. All right, of course.
One of the eyes, not both. You're a gentleman.
So one day I'm coming back. I went out on the road for like 3 months and had a great time, and I'm on my way back to L.A., and I stop in Arizona where she's living, and we start screwing around, and I just stop because at a certain point it's like time for bed, right?
Right.
So she's like, you can just do that? You can just stop? And I'm like, yeah, I've told you like dozens of times now that like it's okay that you're a virgin. She's like, oh, I'm not a virgin anymore. And I was like, oh, you want me to go downstairs and get the condoms?
She's I do. I'm glad you cleared that up.
So, you know, we go at it like a bunch. And she was terrible because she just started doing it, you know.
Sure.
But she said pretty much the same thing. She was like, I can't believe just like how awesome sex is and like why people would not have it.
Right.
And that's like a virgin who waits that long. I think they obviously regret it.
Dude,
so
think,
that doesn't.
Why do you think LaShawn McCoy is so popular?
Shady. Yeah. Hashtag shady. I'm trying to think if there's any other jerseys that would be surprising.
Do you know Manziel's jersey is worth 99 cents?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, no, yeah. I think it's 49 cents.
Now it's 49?
49 cents.
Plus shipping and handling?
You know what's funny? I might get one.
Yeah, just to get it.
I just might get one.
Just to get it. Wear it out when you go drinking.
Because for some reason, he's like a mythical like creature. How is he not dead yet?
He will be.
He's 20, what, 23?
His dad said.
He's going to be in jail or die. One of the two.
And then it might be too late at that point if you wait for him to die. Get it now. Put it away.
Have you read his Instagram where he's like, I'm going to make a comeback. I'm coming back. You're like, dude, you've been saying that for like 3 years.
Yeah. No, he should have just showed up.
There's
got to
be like some Mexican football league that he's going to get in. Somewhere like some underground. Not even in Tijuana.
He'll go to the CFL. And he'll be the Doug Flutie of CFL.
Nice, dude. No, he'll run for mayor of Toronto, and they'll elect him. It'll be like Rob Ford.
Rob Ford.
You know what? At this point, he could probably run for president if he wanted to.
Johnny Manziel. And he would win. He would beat Hillary.
He would be the third candidate.
He has more Instagram followers than Trump. He'll win. That's what it comes down to now.
All right, shift the gears here in a hot mess. Let's go to baseball. You mentioned it in the beginning. Chris Sale, the White Sox ace pitcher, was suspended 5 games for cutting up all of his teammates' throwback jerseys before Saturday's game. Are you for or against Chris Sale cutting up the jerseys? Now, remember, his argument was, like, he came out, owned up to it, said it wasn't a fake story. I kind of thought it was.
No,
I was like, what did he do?
I did too. I thought he was more mad about him getting traded. That's what I thought.
Oh, right.
I was like, oh, but he's probably just pissed because they're talking about trading him or something.
Terrible. I'd want to get traded if I was him.
Yeah, I would too. Well, they beat the Cubs.
Twice.
Which I don't want to talk about it. I'm pretty pissed about it. But, you know, cutting up jerseys, like, what do you – did you take the wrong Adderall?
No, that's some high school girl shit, dude. That's like my sister pulled some shit like that, I think, when we were kids.
What? Well, listen, the only thing I did for
with
my
your
jersey –
with your Ezekiel Elliott jersey?
Yeah. It's bad. Well, she made it a crop top.
Yeah.
Here's how old I am. My jersey in high school. Remember in football, you had long-ass sleeves?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
cut mine to the very top, and I got in trouble for it.
Well, I remember,
and you're
like,
just trying to make a statement, or like trying to
show off the pipes.
Oh,
dude. All right.
In the
'90s,
that was the look. Like, if you go back and see like Ray Lewis if you see my Ray Lewis at Miami, he was showing off more belly than Alicia Silverstone, dude.
Good
nice callback. All right, she's from Wisconsin.
Movie came out in '95. Ray Lewis's senior year was '95.
The crush.
Thank you. I'm gonna finish my beer now.
What was that? What was that gothic movie that came out back then too?
Oh, the Craft.
The Craft.
I loved all. Dude, remember Jawbreaker?
I wanted to have sex with all of them.
Oh, it was great.
All of them. I was like, dude, you can do witchcraft. All
and
of
then the other Johnson, the other one was Jawbreaker, where they accidentally killed their friend.
Oh, with Rose McGowan.
Oh, that was the first thing I remember seeing her.
She was, dude. Her body was so great.
Still is. Oh. Have you seen her jugs?
No.
No.
All right, so. No. So on the Daily Upper Decker, check us out at dailyupperdecker.com, Facebook, also on Twitter at Daily Upper Deck, and also on Vine. I made the argument for Chris Sale cutting up the jerseys and against the jerseys. Now, Chris Sale again came out. He said, the reason why I did it is because they're uncomfortable to shit. I would have to change my mechanics to throw it. And I guess this isn't the first time like he's to throw in those jerseys. He'd have to change his mechanics. So this isn't the first time he's bitched to Robin Ventura, the manager. Mm-hmm. So and it's he's trying to like walk that fine line of like, I understand why you're doing throwback jerseys. Fans love them. They want to buy them. It's dollars. It's all business. But at the same time, he's like, I am here to win a championship. That's been my goal since day one. I'm here to win every single game I go out and pitch. Right, and I can't do that with these
stupid
with these jerseys.
Right. Wool jerseys.
Yeah, because
are they wool? Are they legit wool?
They don't look like they breathe.
Yeah. Hey, George Costanza like showed us how bad it is if you're playing in a cotton jersey.
You talk about like they wanted to sell the uniform. Like, did you see which one they chose? It wasn't like the cool one from the '80s with the V neck and the red and the white. No, it was the ugly ass collar.
Wait, did they change them because he cut them up?
Yeah, so they wore the ones from like the 80s.
Because I saw the ones that they wanted to put on was with the old Curse of Chicago writing with the collars.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually like those.
Really?
And that's how retro and from 1975 I am.
See, I agree that. I think that they're awesome, but at the same time, they look uncomfortable as shit.
But they don't look like they breathe. They don't. They sit there and hang around your elbows.
Right.
My grandma used to dress my dad up and shit like that to go to church, not to like fucking go out and play baseball.
Right. And you're not getting puss with that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, no, I actually, those are ugly uniforms. They shouldn't try to sell them. That's my opinion.
So I think so. In one corner, if you're with Chris Sale, you're like, hey, I completely get it.
I get it.
Like, you know, hey, you're out there to win baseball games. At a certain, you know, at what point did people just stop like going out and just playing baseball? It's like, it's almost like everything else except baseball.
It's a moneymaker.
Right.
Dude.
And everyone doesn't have, no one has like a white and a gray uniform anymore. Mm-hmm. They have the color variant, the other color variant. Yeah. They got the cream looking,
the green
throwback.
Yankees hats.
Right. Yeah.
They do the cancer thing with all the pink and all that shit.
Those are different colors. That doesn't change the actual uniform.
Yeah.
Like,
but you know
the
what?
Throwbacks that fuck shit up.
The throwbacks are so bad.
Some of them are.
That we don't need to see them anymore.
No.
We got it.
Exactly.
If you're
going to
do
we
that, then
it.
burn a bunch of records in the middle of the field when you're done.
Or do what like the Milwaukee did. Like, you know, they introduced that new uniform that it was like, it was the dark navy, but it had yellow and it had the old logo. Like, it looks new, but it incorporated something old into it.
Milwaukee,
like,
by the way, Milwaukee's old uniforms were great.
Yeah great. They're better than
why
the new
Why
ones?
They change
they're
them up? Because the new ones
the M-glove,
are garbage.
The M glove logo.
They've been garbage
they are.
For a long time. I want that glove on the hat.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want the M Milwaukee with the wheat sign.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's barley.
We get it. Yeah. All right.
Unless Bernie
Change
Brewer
your name
really
to Milwaukee
is
hops,
making
then.
Beer, like, and he's sliding down a slide of beer that people, like, little
that's,
kids can
that's
drink.
That's great. I want to see that. I want to be wasted at the game, and I want him to go slide some beer.
Well, that's a great point. So it's like, all right, if you're going to keep throwing all these throwback jerseys out there, sooner or later, the throwback jerseys are being worn more than the actual jersey that you're supposed to be playing in. So then,
just
if they're
the
so popular, then make the throwback jersey a real jersey, like you're saying.
Well, that's why, like
that's what Kansas City did.
Right. One thing I like is that's what the Padres did. Have you seen, like, they're wearing a brown jersey like on Friday nights? It's like a throwback. It's back in the day. I think they should make that more of their primary thing.
Yeah, right.
They're going more like
people
a,
would
they're
wear
going like more of a camel thing too now. Which
right.
Is like,
well, that's it's because they
are they honor
so
the
Navy Sunday
there.
Is
Camp
like
Pendleton.
Free for free for all military, which I think is cool. But
sure,
I would love if they made the brown
that's
thing.
The only way
they
can get people
thing.
In that stadium
Who
to watch that
brown?
Fucking team.
Team's garbage.
Yeah.
Why would you build a huge ass stadium and have a crappy team?
It's beautiful.
Where are your priorities?
I feel like the All-Star game should always be in San Diego.
It's free dog it night. Bring your dog into the stadium. You know how much dog shit was probably around that stadium? Bring your dog to the game.
It's a pretty park.
Bring your buddies to the game. Watch the game.
All right, so I think we're all siding with Chris Sale in this.
I gotta be with him on it.
100%, because listen,
if he was like 12 and 16, yeah, he sucks.
You don't. I mean, even in football, when they bring back those ugly ass, old ass jerseys.
Oh, the Bumblebee, the Pittsburgh Bumblebee.
Even the Packers and Bears
uniform is awful. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna go that far, then wear no face mask. Let's just really go through the whole thing.
Yeah, the Cowboys stopped wearing their throat. Oh, they brought one back this year. It was like all white and it was gross. No, just their uniform is a throwback. From like the mid '60s on, just keep it the way it is.
Right,
love it. You know, if honestly, if we had money here, I would like offer to pay his 5-game suspension. I think we all would, all right. But that's not the case. We don't have cash. We've already talked about that.
Well, if we get Chris Sale to sponsor the show, then we can turn the money back to him, and it's just like a handover.
It'd be a tax write off for him,
right? Exactly.
It'd be one hell of a tax write off for me.
I'm buying a new couch tomorrow, so I can't put any money up.
Speaking of guys with no money, because they're going to be sending it all to their lawyers. Let's jump into our next segment here, gentlemen. It's time for the pile.
The pile.
All right, let's switch it up. You want to be the judge.
Yes.
I know you do. Yes,
I do.
Okay. Yeah, we've discussed this. That
I'm terrible at this game.
It's going to be Judge Brady Matthews.
It doesn't even make any sense when I do it.
No.
Plus, you're Jewish. Aren't there a lot of lawyers who are Jewish?
I was born with a lawyer.
This is your segment altogether.
Exactly. Yeah. I passed the bar as part of my bar mitzvah. That's what they call it, a bar mitzvah.
All right, so we've got a couple of dandies here.
Ooh.
Coming up first here in the pile. So you are... Adam Furberg, attorney at law, representing these shit dicks, and then Judge Brady Matthews, you will sentence them after hearing the defense from Mr.
Are you
Furberg.
A shit dick? I
like,
represent
I like this way,
only
way
shit
better
dicks.
A thousand times.
Call my office 1-800 shit dick. This is for you.
It's too many letters. Nigel Bradham, the Eagles linebacker, was arrested after allegedly punching a South Beach hotel employee in the nose after taking too long to bring his crew an umbrella they had purchased.
Okay, I'm just going to start off by saying the guy's name is Nigel, which means that he has some kind of ties to Britain, Europe, the UK. We should already assume that he has a serious drinking problem. He probably put down a six-pack already by the time he put in the order for the umbrella. He's a gifted athlete. He contributes to his team, and I just think it's important that as a league, we give him the same kind of rights that we give people like Peyton Manning and bury the story as deep as we possibly can, so that if Peyton Manning can get away with HGH by giving it off to his wife, I think that Nigel and his drinking problem should be excused for punching a man in the face for not bringing his umbrella.
And
that's
plus,
my 2 cents.
Plus, Your Honor, if he doesn't already have a drinking problem, he plays for the Eagles, so it's soon to come.
It's going
to
come.
Take that into consideration.
What did I tell you? I already knew he was going to be way better at this than I am. Immediately, he had me. I was like, 100%, yes. Okay.
This is appropriate that you're the judge, though, because I feel like this is taking place in the court inside of Liberty Bell Park.
All right. Judge Brady Matthews, how do you rule?
You had me right away. So and I'm a sucker for people from the UK.
Nice.
Because my girlfriend's from the UK. She's Filipino.
Excellent.
And
especially this one has nice teeth. He takes care of his teeth.
Ooh. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, he does have nice teeth.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. So I would sentence him to a year in jail. With
with his own room, though.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. You're in jail, and he can get out for good behavior.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. That's fair.
I thought it was pretty harsh based on
that. I
like your argument. I think everything's great. A year behind bars.
I got to get paid. I got to get paid. Move on to the next one.
Listen. Here we go. Charles Wiley, the Ole Miss freshman defensive end, was arrested and charged with domestic violence along with a 21-year-old female named Legend Fultz.
I love it.
So I think red flag, Mr. Furberg, is that he went home with a woman named Legend. She doesn't.
Wait, so what did they do again? Because that was a lot of
details. I'll give you three guesses as to what her profession is. Ole Miss freshman defensive end Charles Wiley was arrested and charged with domestic violence along with a 21-year-old female named Legend Fultz.
So the two of them committed domestic violence against somebody. Against each other. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to guess that with the name Legend that she's actually David Bowie. That's my guess. Or is that – no, that's Labyrinth. Yeah. I always get Labyrinth and Legend messed
what?
Up. God damn it.
I'm throwing the book in right now.
Yeah. You're struggling. Everything we were sucking your dick at
the
first
so good in the last case.
Oh, my God.
This
okay.
is why you don't tickle the balls until a couple of times in.
It was the 80s. Everyone was tickling the balls. Come on.
I'm ticklish on the balls.
So – Yeah, her name was Legend. I assumed that she was big and red and had scary horns. And I assume Charles Wiley is just, he looks like Tom Cruise and movie references abound. Yeah, she's a stripper. We already knew that from the name Legend.
What?
It was acquired. Definitely an acquired name.
Yeah, I don't think that was her.
Originally Cinnamon. That was the original. And it became Legendary.
Destiny.
Yeah.
There's already a Cinnamon, folks. Fine. Just go with Legend.
You're a legend. Look at you. I don't know why my Uncle Frank is the owner of the Starlight Bar where she works. Yeah, listen, it's going to happen. The guy's underage. He takes Legend home. She's got to make a legend out of him. They committed domestic violence, by the way, against each other. Okay, no one's not guilty in this case. I say, in which case, they cancel each other out. Everyone goes home scot-free. Bless you.
Bless you,
and
Your
I
Honor.
Said bless you.
Yeah. We'll see what the judge says.
Well, so far the case is, I mean, what you've come up with is not that great. So. I'm throwing the book at both these guys. Both of them get 2 years in jail each and 6 months on probation.
Okay, well, I'm sure, let's move on.
I'm sure Ole Miss will appeal and just, since they're Ole Miss, just make sure that Legend Bolt
sure
serves
both
all 4 years
of
that sentence. Yeah.
Where'd they go? No one knows.
And finally here in the pile, Buffalo Sabres star Evander Kane was arrested for criminal trespassing and harassment after getting rough with some girls outside of a bar called Bottoms Up. You might want to listen to some of this testimony from one of the girls here. Kane came up to me, gave me a hug, then proceeded to put his hands around my neck for a couple seconds, almost losing my breath. She continued, I got out of that situation, and then later in the night, he came back up. He pulled my shirt down and said inappropriate things, and then later in the night again, for the last thing, took me by my wrists and dragged me to the back of Bottoms Up, took me to his car saying, because I was screaming, trying to say stop, stop, stop. He said, you're making a scene. Get in my car, you slut. And then I proceeded to go back to the bouncers at Bottoms Up. Defend your client. Now, here, this is a very special thing as well. I have Evander Kane in the Daily Upper Decker Athletes Getting Arrested Fantasy League. We did a draft. I drafted because he's nuts. He's a nut job.
Wait a minute. So are there witnesses to this case?
Yes. There's like three other girls.
Okay.
And the bouncers.
What did they stop?
Can I, so he's can I been, not defend arrested. This guy? I don't need my reputation tarnished. I got to keep people like Nigel safe.
I think that's a wise move. He's going to be good at this.
I got to keep people like Nigel safe. Nigel just, you know, he exercised his British right to punch a man in the face for not getting his umbrella in time. Mm-hmm. I'm not touching a dude who's rubbing up on chicks and being, oh my God, that's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. You're making a scene. Get in my car, you slut. Judge, what do you think?
I'd say give the guy at least 5 years in jail. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Well, he's
longer, please. I would push for that. I'm the prosecution now. All right. I just jumped ship.
Yeah. That. But you
can
know,
do that. That
I
is mean, your
listen,
right. As
sometimes girls make up a lot of shit.
Yeah, but Ezekiel Elliott.
The only thing I have to say about that is, why didn't any other girls stop it? Why didn't they already report it to the bouncers? Even though I don't know what the bouncing team is like at Bottoms Up.
At Bottoms
He's a
Up,
big,
they're
scary
probably all college
athlete.
Grads.
Athletes are 6'5", 250. They're terrifying.
No one's
people.
Doing blow at that party.
And that's like Ezekiel Elliott. There were witnesses denying it, and nothing held up. This sounds like it happened.
Yeah, this is not going to be the same case.
No,
all right.
No,
so,
no.
Evander Kane, you're dick, but thank you. I'd like to send out a special thank you from Tommy Gimler here at the Daily Upper Decker. That's going to be probably a 20-pointer.
In
our current
athletes,
the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Fuck
one of the rare black guys who plays NHL hockey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man,
very rare.
Yeah, there's a that's Supan or Sutton guy for.
Oh, for Montreal.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's good.
He got traded.
Yeah. No,
not for Montreal anymore. guys, it's time for the favorite segment of the show for me, at least. Get ready to battle each other in fact or fudge.
Fact or fudge.
Here we go. Gents, the MLB trade deadline is rapidly approaching. I said Monday, August 1st. That's when teams will have to determine whether or not they're big dick players this year or not. So, in honor of that trade deadline, today's fact or fudge question is this the name of a player who was once involved in a deadline deal, fact or not?
Okay.
Fudge.
Okay. Interesting. Let's hear it.
All right. So you are technically the champion. Actually, two in a row because you came back and upset Matthews.
That's right.
In the last game. And then you
so we're
beat
tied
yourself.
Two.
Yeah. So this is huge.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right.
This
let's
is,
do it.
All right. This is the World Series of Until We Do It Again.
Yeah.
Is
game
this,
five.
Is this the name of a player who was once involved in a deadline deal? Fact or not? Fudge. Larry Anderson.
Fact.
That is a fact.
Yes.
Larry Anderson was on the Astros, and they traded him to the Red Sox at the deadline, and that's how the Astros got Jeff Bagwell.
Oh, Jeff Bagwell. I was going to say Jason Bagwell.
Oh, we're going that far back?
Oh, yeah. This is all over the place.
Oh, fuck.
This is all over. Well, this is your heyday, man. This is when you were actually paying attention to baseball.
I mean, kind of. I was in college. I mean, it was hazy.
I was on heroin. Yeah. That was a bad year for me. Right. So congratulations. Yes. And sorry to the Red Sox for that one. That's a big mistake.
But I'm sure Larry was very nice.
real great
was
in the clubhouse.
Larry a pitcher?
Great in the community.
Yeah, he was
Bucks one of the best Larrys any of us ever knew.
Bill Buckner's best friend.
All right, next up here, Factor Fudge. Brady Matthews down 1-0. Is this the name of a player who was once involved in a deadline deal or not? Matt Brubeck.
I'm going to go Fudge.
That is incorrect. That is a fact. And believe it or not, in 2003,
it sounds like a baseball game.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Pirates traded Aramis Ramirez and Kenny Lofton to the Chicago Cubs.
I shouldn't have, damn it.
Wow.
For Jose Hernandez, Matt Brubeck, and Bobby Hill.
God, if you said Jose Hernandez, I would have said fact.
Oh, yeah, of course. So funny story about Jose Hernandez is when he played for the Brewers.
Beat his wife. No?
It's always a good guess in professional sports.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty close.
Yeah.
It's
you
like
can't
circling
win.
C every single time on a multiple choice. So Jose Hernandez, when he played for the Brewers, was on pace to break the strikeout record. And with 3 weeks left in the season, they started sitting him so they wouldn't do it. And Brewers, because Brewers fans were cheering, because we had nothing else to cheer for, that we'd lose 110 games. Ugh. So they're cheering for Jose Hernandez, and he like went to the media. He's like, this is like, you know.
Yeah, this is bullshit. is he Brazilian? I don't understand.
Correct answer there is who gives a shit.
Yeah, fact.
All right. So we've got 1 for Adam Ferberg, 0 for Brady Matthews here in Factor Fudge, but still anybody's game.
Sure.
Ferberg, you're back up. Is this the name of a player who was once involved in a deadline deal or not? Jared Kreft.
That's a fact.
That is incorrect. Although I'm sure Jared Kreft would be thrilled to think, or at least to know that you
he just
think.
He sounds like a player to be named
sounds
later.
Like is it Jared? Is it Jared?
He sounds like a relief pitcher.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, I'll tell you what. He was giving relief to a horse. He's a Wisconsin man who was arrested for performing oral sex on a horse.
Okay. So he's got a wicked backdoor slider.
Yes, he does.
And he has herpes.
That he got from Shady McCoy.
And probably gonorrhea.
The horse got it from Shady McCoy. The horse gave him herpes.
And cholera and all that stuff.
So when he was busted, the 30-year-old was near the 30? Horse and wearing a face mask, jacket, and wind pants.
What?
Wind pants.
Well, yeah, it gets cold out in the pasture.
With holes in the groin and buttocks areas when police found him.
So he basically had pants with a flap.
Let's just say he had a rough upbringing.
Yeah, let's just say that he's not a player to be named later.
It gets cold. Listen, now I'm going to defend this guy. It gets cold.
It gets lonely.
It gets cold out there.
It's Wausau, Wisconsin.
Sure.
She's just a pony.
Yeah. She's my little pony.
Oh, man. This is awful. All right. Moving on here in Factor Fudge. Chance for Brady Matthews to tie it up. Travis Lee.
Fact.
That is correct.
Yeah,
Travis Lee.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I did not. I thought it was very
Texas
interesting.
No.
I just love how you say it with confidence. Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
In fact, in Cleveland. 2000, the Phillies traded Curt Schilling to the Arizona Diamondbacks for Travis Lee, Omar Dahl, Nelson Figueroa, and Vicente Padilla.
Wow. They didn't get any, like,
all white guys?
Yeah, they all got losers. Was anyone good that year on that side of the deal?
Nelson Figueroa actually went on to have like probably 6 or 7 years, so he's getting a pension.
Okay.
Vicente Padilla pitched until he was like 48.
Yeah, that's right. He was around for a while, but he was not a Hall of Fame Curt Schilling psychopath.
No, it was a terrible trade.
Also,
terrible
Curt Schilling was on drugs.
Curt Schilling's insane. He's a crazy person.
Yeah, that's why
Adam
he was successful.
Ferberg, Floyd Sporleader.
I'm going to go Fudge.
That is correct. That's my uncle.
Okay. Really? That's
good. Yeah, Uncle Floyd. We call him Uncle Floyd.
His last name is what?
Really Floyd Sporleader.
Wow. What is that?
His kid has
from?
A stutter.
I'm yeah. sure when you have a last name like that, you're going to have a tough time finishing it. I totally get it.
That's a lot of syllables.
Right. Where is that from?
Well, they're in Wisconsin.
Okay, it's a Wisconsinian name.
I think his based on him. So they called him the animal in high school. Like no one could beat the shit out of him. One time, like three guys tried jumping him at the high school, and one of them had a lead pipe and hit him in the head. And my Uncle Floyd turned around, grabbed the pipe, and then beat the shit out of all three of them with his fists.
Wow.
Like took the pipe and like threw it down. Like,
what was his fucking skull made of? Helmet?
Yeah. I don't know. It's well, I mean, you could kind of tell now that he's been in
a
lot of fights.
It's a shame MMA wasn't around then. Uncle Floyd would have cleaned up.
Yeah, he's also a pool shark.
His real name is Tank Abbott.
John, he's the Bones in John Bones Jones. That's
Floyd,
a good one.
Sporleader, my uncle.
Yeah.
I love you, Uncle Floyd. This is a big one for you right here.
All right.
Glenn Garbutt.
Fact.
That is correct. Thank Glenn. You. No, excuse me. That is wrong. All
right. Really?
Glenn Garbutt. Come yeah, on, I was looking serious? At the wrong. Glenn Garbutt is an Oregon man who was busted playing with himself while masturbating a horse at the same time.
You know, at the same time, he would make an excellent addition to the Miami Marlins. like he would be contributing a lot right now.
Yeah, that's Glenn Garbutt, 56-year-old Grand Ronde man.
Jeff Floria would turn that into a way to sucker in more season ticket holders.
It's Glenn Garbutt night, ladies and gentlemen. We're
that's
all
right.
kids
Look
age 12 years
old. Season tickets. You may see Glenn's dick.
I thought Glenn Garbutt was definitely a starting pitcher for the Indians back in 98.
Yeah.
It sounds like it, right?
He's that's a descendant of Greta Garbutt.
I found some great names.
You're good at these names.
I like this. So
I took some time tonight.
Yes, you sure did.
All right, so this is huge. So now, Ferberg, if you get this, you win this episode of Fact or Fudge. If not, Brady Matthews gets a chance to tie.
Okay.
Push it to overtime. Here we go. Ernie Broglio.
That's a tough one.
Broglio. That is. These names.
I'm going to go fact.
That is correct, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And for the third consecutive week, Adam Ferberg has been crowned the Fact or Fudge
Can
champion.
Can we bring back someone that's not really that smart?
We'll try to get Piper here.
Who the hell is
when
Steve
was that
Broglio?
Used to have a subscription to Baseball Weekly in the day.
You won. Yeah, we get it.
Before USA Today ruined it. I love football, but there was something special about
Wait,
baseball.
Who is
and
this
here's
guy?
Another one that's going to hurt.
Who's this guy?
Okay.
The Cubs trade Lou Brock to the Cardinals.
Oh, no.
The Cubs trade Lou Brock to the Cardinals for Ernie Broglio.
Dude, that's the worst
terms that I made a complete guess. That was a total guess.
Ernie.
No
shit. Yeah.
I can't, dude. They had some weird ass names back then.
I was hoping you'd say Alan Embry. I was just fingers crossed for you saying, was Alan Embry ever traded? Yes, he was. In 1997, he was traded for Kenny Lofton.
Lefty.
People's names back then were like Emery, Groucho, Gremlin.
Is this the name of a kid who belongs to a Kardashian or not?
Right.
Northwest.
Yeah. See, they're bringing it back, though. They're bringing it back.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Another great episode of the Daily Upper Decker podcast. You can find us every single week on dailyupperdecker.com. Also on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and on The Vine. We're also on Punch Drunk Sports.
Nice.
With Sam Tripoli and Ari.
Yep.
Shafir.
Yeah. Ari Shafir.
Check us out there. Crab Diving Network every single Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
And also Radio Vegas Rocks on Thursdays and Saturdays as well.
Right.
Guys, leave us with something. Leave us with something good.
I'll be at the Comedy Store Thursday at 12:15. I'm at the HaHa Friday at 8:30 and 10:30. And then Saturday at 8:30, 10:30.
That's why we have you here. You're making the show legit. Ferber, you're doing a sports talk show with women.
Yeah, I'm working. Well, it's a pilot, so we don't really know if it's ever going to get picked up.
Alyssa Milano's on there. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
All right. You tell her I'm looking for her. I want to show her who's the boss.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.